Italian prosecutors filed a request today to bring Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi to trial immediately on charges of paying for sex with an underage girl and improperly pressuring police to release her from custody, accusations Berlusconi denies. If the judge agrees to the request, the trial could begin within a couple of months. Berlusconi also faces the resumptions of three other trials for corruption and tax fraud in the next month after Italy's top court struck down the automatic immunity from prosecution he enjoyed thanks to a law passed by his government. James Walston is the chair of the Department of International Relations at the American University of Rome. He told Charles Collins the controversies surrounding the Italian prime minister are hurting the country.
This prosecution is extremely significant because it will bring to the fore once again all Berlusconi's lifestyle foibles, the picture of his lifestyle, which he's been trying to cover up since his wife went public almost 2 years ago. And this will just be another series of revelations, assuming that the prosecution can go ahead.
This is not something that you'd call surprising for the Italian people. He had this reputation in the last election, which he won. How will this affect politics in the country? He's still somewhat popular, more popular than the opposition, at least. Is this going to have a significant effect on the political landscape?
All of these prosecutions, and we mustn't forget that he has three other prosecutions which are going to start again, old ones for corruption and creation of slush funds, which will come to the fore the end of this month and throughout March. We're going to start hearing about them again. All of these will take away all energy and focus on real government problems, on the real problems of Italy, economic principally. And this is the major aspect, major problem.
Berlusconi himself would say this is one of the reasons that he needed immunity from prosecution. Is this a fair point on his part, that the government is going to be distracted from these prosecutions?
No European head of government has immunity from prosecution for what he or she did outside their role of government. And none of what Berlusconi is doing is to do with government. So what he is actually trying to obfuscate or maybe even lie when he says that other Europeans or other democratic leaders have immunity. They don't. Even President Clinton was, as we saw very clearly 10 years ago, didn't have immunity from investigation for sexual activity. But on the immunity side, what is interesting and what is important is it's not Berlusconi being prevented from getting on with his job. It is that Berlusconi, by his behavior, Berlusconi is involved in a lot of certainly improper activity and possibly illegal activity. And this is the major problem, that in other countries, somebody who has these sorts of charges against him steps down in order to clear his name and lets other people get on with the business of governing. Berlusconi doesn't do that, and this is Italy's major problem.
What is your impression of the Italian people's reaction to this as far as what they look like in international eyes?
Well, I think most of Italy, and this is something which I've been asked about endlessly, is why do Italians accept it? And the answer is that an awful lot of Italians do not accept it. But they are, on the whole, the people who do accept it are very tolerant. There are double standards in this country, unfortunately. There is a question of legality. It does not have a very strong play from behavior in traffic to much more serious behavior. And this goes for politicians as well. Politicians are given a very wide, a high degree of latitude, and this is part of the culture. There is a culture of forgiveness. He who is without stain cast the first stone, and so on. And this is the reason why Berlusconi is able to get away with it. Because lots of Italians think either I would like to be there or I might have been there if I had been caught.